This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.
There is a historic connection between the U.S. and France that dates back to the Revolutionary War.
That's not a historian speaking. That's pianist Simona Dinnerstein. But the way Simona talks about this topic, she's quite a history expert.
General Lafayette was a French general who helped the colonists, and you can see tributes to him all over the United States. And in New York City, there are many streets named after him and monuments to him. And so when I was thinking of a title for the album, I happened to be on the subway and passed by the Broadway Lafayette station, and I thought, oh, that's a great image, because Broadway is something that we associate so much with New York City. So Broadway Lafayette really kind of shows that connection between New York and Paris.
That time-honored transatlantic link is precisely what you'll find on pianist Simona Dinnerstein's latest recording, which she titled Broadway Lafayette.
The music on the album is by Maurice Ravel, Philip Lasser, and George Gershwin. Now, Ravel and Gershwin, there's a very clear connection between the two of them. They each admired each other's work. And in fact, Ravel had visited the United States on a concert tour in 1928, and during that time he met up with Gershwin in New York City, and he heard the Rhapsody in Blue, and then he went back to his home outside of Paris, and in 1929 composed his piano concerto, and you can really hear the influence of Gershwin in the concerto. Philip Lasser is a composer who I'm very close friends with, whose mother was French and father was American, and he grew up in a bilingual household and spent part of the time in France and part of the time in New York, and studied with Nadia Boulanger and then studied with David Diamond, and you can hear those different influences in his music as well. And so I thought it would be interesting to have the three concertos together on one disc.
When it comes to piano concertos, Simona is pretty particular about which ones she'll perform. She admits, however, Ravel's piano concerto in G major is one of her favorites.
So you have beautiful interactions between the woodwinds and the piano and the harp, and the orchestration is just fantastic, and there's nothing heavy about it. It's extremely elegant. And I think that the second movement is really just one of the most beautiful, moving pieces of music, and it really reminds me a lot of Satie.
Philip Lasser's first piano concerto, titled The Circle and the Child, was commissioned by Simona Dinnerstein. Many of Lasser's pieces are based on the music of Bach, including this one, which features Bach's chorale, You Stars in Heaven, You Vaulted Sky.
It was a very exciting process for me because he would every once in a while come and play what he'd written and explain about it. And it was fascinating to be part of that process.
That exciting process has resulted in another collaboration between Lasser and Dinnerstein. It's a new piano suite inspired by a series of paintings they both admired while visiting an art museum in Vienna. Their transatlantic experience expands just a bit further when Simona premieres that composition next October. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.